I thought we ought to try to help him if we're going to help the others, like Frank Clements and Morris and the rest of them, don't you?
Yep.
Or can Texas take care of him?
Well, I think you can. You ought to help him some.
I can help him. We're going to help most of them, 15, 20,000.
We're raising some money down here. We've got some effective work done this week. And we've done more this week than they've done in the last 2 or 3 months put together. So it's coming a little better. We still, he's still critically short. And I've had to just goddamn near push in everything I've got in the state as a result of it. And I don't know. I hope there's not any reaction to it. I hope I haven't done it so openly that Republicans are really going to take us all on, which might react, might help Tower instead of hurting him. I don't know. It's a pretty delicate damn thing, you know, about how far you can help somebody. And we got the Houston Post came out today for him. The Houston Chronicle came out today for Carr.
Little bastard David Novak, he said you rushed in to get Carr in.
Yeah, they got a mean article today. The average person won't consider it to be mean, but they say I've called out all the reserves.
They get that from the Republicans, don't they?
Yes, I'm sure they do. I don't know where in the hell else he gets it. He damn sure don't get it from any of us, because we have been deliberately very, very careful laying down what we're doing. As a matter of fact, goddamn few people know what I'm doing. And he was here this week, but I don't know who the hell he saw. And I think they're getting it from the Republicans, and I think they're trying to lay a predicate for what Tower's been saying, that Carr's a weak man, just riding on other men's coattails and buried yours and mine, although he hadn't called us by name.
What can Tower do, or what can Carr do to get away from that image?
God, I don't know. What I've suggested to him is that this week, as soon as the press starts traveling with him, which is Wednesday, that he lead into this thing somehow by saying that what Texas needs is an effective senator, and that he thinks he can be an effective senator, that he thinks he can be instrumental in providing a degree of cooperation and coordination among the Texas delegation in Washington, as well as coordination between the activities of the state administration and the congressman from Texas in the National Congress.
And do more for Texas.
And that he's going there to do that, to do more for Texas.
The only one Tower ever had any influence with is Goldwater, and he's gone.
And I think Wagner ought to go on to say that he's going up there to represent Texas, and that his opponent's going around trying to say he's going to be a puppy to somebody, and that some people are understandably disappointed because the president don't always do things the way Texans want him to do. But the president is not the president of Texas, and he can't just speak for Texas. He has to speak for the nation. But this Carr is going up there as senator from Texas, and he's going up there to speak just for Texas and to try to get in that posture without being critical of you, but explaining that sure, there are going to be times when you do things that may not be pleasing to most people in this state. Your job isn't to represent them. Your job is to be president. And by treating it in this vein, he can meet some of this stuff that Tower's putting out, that his people are putting out. Because what they're trying to do is just by word of mouth and otherwise just say, well, Carr's going to be another Ralph Yarmouth. And it's hurting. He's got to find some answer to it. He's got to do it this week. Other than that, I don't know what.
Who's the Dallas News supporting?
Well, I don't know what they're going to do. I think we've got everybody except old man Ted Dealey. And he's been sick for 2 months and hadn't been where we can talk to him. I saw him last night in Dallas and visited with him, but hell, it wasn't any place to talk to him about something like this, so I'm going to go to Dallas this week and try to talk to him and see what the hell we can do. I think everybody else is all right. We've got any problems anywhere else that I know of.
Do you think these two statements now, what's your judgment? I'm looking at the one that you and Frank and reading them, Will Odom.
Well,
Senator Bates is an unmitigated liar.
And it may be too strong. This calling him an unmitigated liar may be too strong, but on the other hand, he called them, see, he made some awfully strong statements about them. He, in fact, just by God accused him of blackjacking and pressuring in your name, and he issued a goddamn mean statement. He just accused him of being a bunch of a real shakedown artists. And that's the way the papers carried it. Christ, damn near headlines, half the papers in the state. Banner headline.
Well, now here are the two. Senator Bates is an unmitigated liar and suggests President Trustees Lyndon Johnson State Park Fund. There's too many Lyndon Johnsons in here. Have engaged blackjack tactics and have otherwise used funds for land acquisition of the park. If he knows any such pressure exerted by anyone else, he should furnish detailed specific information both to us and the public. Trustees have been trying to do nothing but to provide a fitting park in honor of the first ex-president in our history without state taxpayers' fund. It's a little defensive there. Senator Bates' attempt to embarrass the president 3 weeks before the election, obviously political inspired and made for reasons known only him. Now then, the other one says, not one member of the trustees of the park fund know of any coercion involved in solicitation of funds or have ever had any complaint of that nature from any contributor.
Well, I would say, no. The first question you ask is, well, what about those who refused to contribute? Have you had any from anybody that's not a contributor?
Not that we know of. I never have heard of any.
First question, whether or not you want to say from any contributor.
Any complaint of that nature?
From anyone.
From anyone. All right. To date, less than 100 people have contributed to approximately $200,000.
Right, let me raise a point there. Now, that's about $2,000 average.
Yes.
All right, they'll be seized on that.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of them.
Well, it's a question whether or not you want to name the number. I think the amount's all right. What do you gain by naming 100 people? I mean,
nothing. You say to date,
approximately $200,000 been contributed.
Approximately $200,000. Has been contributed, of which $130,000 has been spent solely for land acquisition. No money has been spent for any other purpose. Full accounting the total amounts for receipts and specifically how each dollar has been expended will be available in the remaining one landowner transaction which now in course completed. No member of the Senate General Committee, no member of the Senate Committee, other than Senator Bates, report the trustees any impropriety.
Report any alleged impropriety.
And report any alleged impropriety. Has reported any alleged.
Yeah, I didn't say has reported any rumor of impropriety or any alleged rumor of impropriety. You see, Bates doesn't really allege these things. He just says he's heard.
Has reported any alleged rumor
of
impropriety. Trustees of the Park Fund, let it be known if any person will produce one shred of evidence or wrongdoing, or impropriety, it will be immediately and thoroughly investigated and acted upon. Political rumor and gossip, and not evidence, seem to be the only basis statements made by Senator Bates. Senator Bates produce evidence to support his charges. To me and the trustees, any appropriate action is justified to be taken. One, trustees not going to be party to any impropriety regarding park funds or political smears.
It's all right.
Which do you like the better?
That's a good statement. I rather think I like yours a little better. Thank you. I think it's a good statement. Thank you. Both are getting at the same thing. I have the same, although it was my suggestion that they just called him an unmitigated liar in the light of what he called them. He just, in fact, said they were a bunch of goddamn crooks. And that'd damn sure get headlines, I'll tell you that. And, of course, I don't know whether Jim, I can't believe that Jim did this to for the purpose of hurting you, but that damn sure is the way the papers are playing. God, they just banner headlines in the Star Telegram and the Dallas Times Herald and front page Houston Chronicle. The Express put it on front page, but not banner headlines. Post put it on page two. But it has gotten a big play down here, an unusually big play, particularly since the son of a bitch didn't even sign the statement. It was just delivered over there without any by the Secretary of the Senate, Charlie Snable. And Bates didn't even sign it at all. Didn't even show up at all. Passed the goddamn thing out in the press. By word of mouth said it was a Sunday release.
Wires carried it for 6:30 release. Where did we first hear about it? Where did Frank and them hear about it?
They heard about it from us.
I mean Frank Irwin, where did he hear about it to call Jake?
From Larry.
Well, where did Larry hear about it?
Charlie Snable, Secretary of the Senate. Came by and brought him a copy of it and said that he sure as hell didn't agree with it, thought it was a mistake, but said, I don't have any choice, and I worked with these fellows. He said, I won't give you a copy of it.
Who wrote it?
As far as we know, Jim Bates. We don't know anybody else.
Who was picking at you at San Francisco on this subject? Newspapers.
In San Francisco?
Where was it? You made a statement, you know, back here on the phone. Don't you remember?
I remember making one, but I don't remember making one in San Francisco.
Well, where was it? You were out of the state somewhere at some governor's conference.
Los Angeles?
Yeah, I guess that's where it was. You were at a governor's conference when you made it. Got a big headline.
My damn farmer.
I assumed it was some newspaper people.
I'm sure it was.
Wasn't any of this, wasn't any other outside source, you know, it's been raised in hell with.
No. I've heard no,
Have any of the newspapers been biting at you about it?
No. I'm sure they'll ask me tomorrow if I have any comments.
What are you going to say?
I think I'm just going to say that I'm not familiar with the details of the trust fund, but I have confidence in, Will Odom, A.W., and Jimmy Dellinger. I'm satisfied beyond any question that they have tried to provide a state park that is befitting the President of the United States. It's a park that unquestionably is going to be provided for, and they've tried to do it with the private donations, and I applaud their efforts to do it, that the national government is now buying land around Hyde Park and paying $10,000 an acre for it. Done it for President Roosevelt, they've done it for President Truman.
I'd say thousands. I wouldn't be specific because right. I don't know.
All right. $1,000 an acre, and they're doing it for President Eisenhower, and they're going to do it for President Kennedy. And
I'd say buying land for Hoover and Roosevelt, and they'll be doing it for all presidents. What should I do? Who should I dictate this to, or how should I get it out, or what should I do about it?
Well, I'd let Jake call Jake or George, somebody call Will Odom.
All right.
Or get A.W. to do it. Will's calling A.W., as far as I know, he's in communication with A.W. And Jimmy Dillinger now, tonight.
I guess that he'd be the best, and I'll just get that done. Okay.
Yes, I think so. And we'll see what else develops on this thing. Of course, as you know, this is a long-standing, a lot of things involved in it. No point really going into it, I guess. But newspapers picked it up, made a big to-do about it. transmission itself is in bad shape as far as the press is concerned. And Bates, of course, knows that. And I suspect Preston may be behind.